BBC World Service. Now, BBC Learning English.
Have you noticed how common the E ending is in English as a sort of colloquial suffix? A familiarity marker, perhaps, is a better way of talking about it. You talk about the telly instead of television. You talk about your auntie instead of your aunt. Of course, there's mummy and daddy as well. People from Australia are Aussies as well as Australians. And of course, in proper names, you talk about Charles and Charlie, or Susan and Susie. Very, very common suffix. Not surprising, then, to find that new words every now and then come into the language which use it, and the one that has attracted a lot of interest recently is lovey. And loveys, L-U-V-V-Y and L-U-V-V-I-E-S, especially in Britain. It's a kind of mockery for actors and actresses considered to be rather affected. Actors, you know, who turn up and call each other darling all the time and go mwah at each other when they're kissing each other. And people say, oh, listen to those loveys talking, those poor loveys. There's lots of lovey talk going on. L-U-V-V-Y. Now, what's interesting is it's the spelling that's made this word so new, because there already was a word, lovey, in the language, right, going right back to the 1960s, spelled L-O-V-E-Y. It's a much older term of endearment. I might say, oh, come on, lovey, meaning, I hear it from a bus conductor, for instance, and it refers simply to, you know, my dear, and it could be to a man or to a woman, though more usually to a woman. And so what we've got is a new word, lovey, with a different spelling from the old word, lovey. Now, that doesn't happen very often in language change.